Call today.
It is the Thursday edition. We're kicking off hour number one, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you will find are totally free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. So we've got fun stuff coming up tonight and serious issues as well. We'll start a little bit on the serious side here because, as everyone knows, the Democrats now have officially taken control of both of the House and the Senate, with the Virginia race being, I guess, conceded today.
So it's barely, it looks like, yes.
Yep, it's all over with now. Democrats are completely in control of the House of Representatives, and some people out there are thinking to themselves, this is it. This is the moment we've been waiting for. Now, finally, George Bush will be impeached. And you'd be wrong.
Yeah.
Because apparently the Democrats have pledged to not impeach President George W. Bush.
Why?
Well,
what do they get out of this
pledge?
That's
a matter of speculation, Mark. Why? Why wouldn't they impeach George Bush? I mean, this is one of the...
Because they're all in bed together. All these politicians are dirty, underhanded bedfellows.
Yep.
That's the reason.
Nothing's going to change
they
here.
Can't, what could they possibly do? If you impeach the guy and kicked him out of office and then put him in jail for war crimes, what could he possibly do to you?
And maybe this is one of the reasons why that George Bush is looking to work with the Democrats so closely. Maybe they've suggested that, hey, just don't veto some of these new pieces of legislation we're going to send your way, and we won't impeach your butt. You know, they're going to be sending him legislation about a minimum wage increase. I just was just looking at kind of a few bullet points about some of the things that they're looking to do. So they're going to shift the country in just a little bit more towards the socialist direction. See, when the Republicans were in charge, they shifted the country over to a more kind of fascist sort of direction. Now we're going to shift back towards the more socialist side. But in either case, government is going to continue to grow.
Oh, yeah.
And so don't have any disillusions out there. Don't be confused about what is what should happen or what might happen here. Nothing is going to happen in regards to George W. Bush. He's going to be sitting pretty for the next 2 years, and then who knows? Maybe the Democrats will throw him a bone and abolish the 22nd Amendment that prevents him from running for office for a third term.
Oh, I don't think so. That's not going to happen.
Who knows? Anything could happen at this point.
No.
But they are definitely not going to impeach him. However, there is a little bit of good news about Donald Rumsfeld. Of course, the first bit of good news is that he resigned, though that doesn't mean anything either because he'll just be replaced by some other scumbag. But apparently, I guess now that he's resigned, charges can be brought against him. And the Democrats are also not going to be bringing charges against Donald Rumsfeld, but someone else is, right, Mark?
Looks that way. We got this from MSNBC, or the MSNBC Mandy Sauer reports. Although he is now the former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld is expected to be accused of war crimes in a lawsuit to be filed next week in Germany. The Center for Constitutional Rights will file the suit on behalf of a group of Iraqi detainees, as well as the so-called 20th hijacker, who is currently being held at Guantanamo Bay. So supposedly they have the 20th hijacker. The former secretary actually authorized a series of interrogation techniques, said Michael Ratner, president of CCR. They include the use of dogs, stripping, hooding, stressed positions, chaining to the floor, sexual humiliation, and those types of activities. These techniques, he said, amount to torture and violate the Geneva Conventions. Ratner will be traveling to Berlin next week and plans to file suit on Tuesday. The suit is being brought in Germany because of a universal jurisdiction. I love this. Now, how can you make a universal jurisdiction? I rule
Deem it so.
Everything.
Well, that's what George Bush does, right?
Yeah. So because of a universal jurisdiction law, there allows German courts to claim jurisdiction over war crimes, even if they were committed outside of the country's borders. CCR filed a similar lawsuit in Germany 2 years ago. The suit charged that Rumsfeld, former CIA Director George Tenet, and other senior officials were responsible for the torturing of Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison.
What happened with that?
The suit was dismissed, however, because German prosecutors said the case had no connection to German citizens nor to events that took place in Germany. I don't know why. What's changed now?
Well, there was that one German guy. Remember we did a story about a German citizen of sort of Muslim persuasion
mm-hmm.
who was picked up and thrown in one of those secret CIA prisons. Maybe that's what this is about.
Maybe.
They must think they have a leg to stand on at this point. Otherwise, why would they bother doing it again?
Department of Defense officials, for the story, officials at the time refused to comment on the allegations in the suit, and Rumsfeld himself called such universal jurisdiction lawsuits absurd. Politicized. Despite the previous dismissals and Rumsfeld's resignation, Rettner says he still thinks the former secretary needs to be held accountable for what Rettner calls war crimes.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice. I don't know if I've got my hopes up on this.
No, I don't think so either. He also wants to put the U.S. interrogation policy on trial. I think it's important, not just for the personal accountability of Rumsfeld, but really to put the United States back onto what I consider the letter of the law, he said. So, that's it.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect too much to come out of this.
No.
It's symbolic, and it's nice. And if he does go over there to stand trial, then all the better. But I wouldn't expect that he's going to voluntarily get on a plane to head to Germany to stand trial for this.
No, I wouldn't either.
But that's not all. Because why are they bringing these war crimes charges? Well, you mentioned torture. You mentioned some of the, just a few of the things that we know about as far as what they've been doing to people, the United States government, on our behalf, supposedly. And, of course, I was reading something today comparing Bill Clinton and his crew, Janet Reno, and what they did in Waco and Ruby Ridge and their tragedies that they instilled on the American populace. Compared to George W. Bush and just the hundreds of thousands of lives that are have been lost at his hands,
I can't consider Clinton to be nearly on the scale of what George Bush has done.
Was it Wayne that said? Was it last night on the air or off the air where he said that Bill Clinton or George Bush makes Bill Clinton look like Thomas Jefferson?
Yes, I believe that was off air.
That was great. Well, here's a story about a man named Jose Padilla. Yes, we've talked about him many a time in the past, but it's been a little while since we sort of gave you an update on his status. And so we're going to give you not only an update, but also just a fresh recap of what happened in case, like some of our listeners, this is the first time you heard of Jose Padilla or the first time you actually learned anything about him. Because last week on our Saturday show, we encountered some gentleman who didn't really act like Jose Padilla was a big deal. He sort of heard his name somewhere and didn't really know too much about this Jose Padilla guy. Well, here's
Padilla.
The story. I can't do it, Mark. I can't bring myself to that.
Sorry, that's how the name.
Yeah.
Well, family pronounces the name.
You ask some Hispanics how to pronounce that name, and they'll tell you differently. Anyway, the Bush administration's May 2002 lawless detention, this from LouRockwell.com, of U.S. citizen Jose Padilla on U.S. soil was, as I recounted in my book, the first incident which really prompted me to begin concluding that things were going terribly awry in our country. The administration declared Padilla an enemy combatant, put him in a military prison, and refused to charge him with any crime or even allow him access to a lawyer or anyone else. He stayed in a black hole kept by his own government for the next 3.5 years, with no charges of any kind ever asserted against him, and with the administration insisting on the right to detain him and any other American citizen indefinitely, all based solely on the secret, unchallengeable say-so of the president that he was indeed a so-called enemy combatant. To this day, I have trouble believing that we have a government that claims this power against American citizens and has exercised that power and aggressively defended it, and even more trouble believing that there are so many blindly loyal followers of that government who defend this conduct. The outrage that it provokes when thinking about it hasn't diminished even a small amount, and does not diminish no matter how many times one reads, writes, or speaks about it. It is as profound a betrayal of the most core American political principles as one can fathom. And of course, I completely agree with his conclusions here. The Bush administration finally did charge Padilla with a crime after 3.5 years of detention.
And a Supreme Court ruling, right?
Only because the U.S. Supreme Court was set to rule on the legality of their treatment of Padilla, which we're going to discuss in detail here for the first time on Free Talk Live. What exactly the United States government has allegedly done to this man, who, by all indications, is innocent, because he hasn't been proven guilty. More on the way. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's memory master, Matthew Gerk, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second, and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-761-3669. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-761-3669. 1-800-761-3669.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. You get to bring up what's on your mind. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you will find are totally free. And that includes the bulletin board system with over 140,000 posts and a lot of people to interact with there. It's free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd to 25th.
Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Continuing to talk about Jose Padilla, who, I guess, believe it or not, there are still some people here in the United States that aren't too familiar with Jose and Mr. Padilla and what has happened to him. And in case you're just tuning in, we're going to recap it here for you. He's been in a military brig for over 3.5 years. I think it's well over 4.5 at this point. But it took them 3.5 years to actually charge him with a so-called crime. And the reason why, because he'd been picked up as an enemy combatant and just locked away. Well, the reason why it took so long was because the U.S. Supreme Court was set to rule on the legality of the government's treatment of Padilla. And indicting Padilla enabled the administration to argue that the case was now moot. So therefore, the Supreme Court was getting ready to hear the case on Padilla, and so the U.S. federal government said, we're going to charge him with something. And so they threw a charge at him. That way the case couldn't make it to the Supreme Court because, well, they charged him at that point.
Right, the issue was taken care of.
So the government's indictment made no mention of the flamboyant allegation that they originally trumpeted to justify his lawless incarceration, that he was a dirty bomber attempting to detonate a radiological bomb in an American city. Instead, the indictment contained only the vaguest and most generic terrorism allegations. Since then, the federal judge presiding over Padilla's case has repeatedly expressed skepticism over the government's case against him and has on several occasions admonished them to provide more specific information setting forth exactly what it is that he's alleged to have done. Now, last week...
Can you believe that this has taken a year? Now, I'll grant
his trial's not supposed to start until September.
I'll grant you that the judge is skeptical or whatever, but God, I mean, this guy's just sitting there and they're just... You know, screwing around.
Filing motions, paperwork.
What happened to speedy trial?
It's gone. In fact, on a related episode, since you asked about speedy trial, I was out on at the IRS protest today with Jim, who is Lauren Tenorio's husband.
Yeah.
And as you know, Lauren was arrested for sitting on a front porch in New London protesting the eminent domain seizures there. Totally nonviolent, arrested, now being held for 8 to 12 months... before she is put on, she has her trial.
Hmm.
And according to Jim, the reason why it takes 8 months is there some sort of law in Connecticut that basically says that 8 months is a speedy trial. So
jeez.
For the bureaucrats, eight months is lickety split.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah,
so there you go.
I'd like them to sit in prison for, you know, 8 months and see how lickety-split they think it is.
Well, here's the latest on Padilla. Last week, his lawyers filed a motion to dismiss the indictment against him on the grounds that the government has engaged in outrageous conduct, specifically that they tortured him for the 3.5 years that he remained in captivity, particularly for almost the 2 full years that they denied him even access to a lawyer. Via David Marcus, the South Florida attorney who's been reporting on Padilla's proceedings for his local blog, they link to the motion to dismiss, and again, we'll put all this on our website at BBS, on the BBS. Marcus excerpts a substantial part of the description of Padilla's captivity, and then we are going to give the details to you here shortly. It's important to remember that all of the things that we are going to list, I'm going to take some calls first, and then we're going to get to it, but all of the things that we're going to list are now completely legal for the U.S. government to do to people, thanks to the Military Commissions Act of 2006. Now, when they did it to Jose Padilla, it was not legal at the time. They were just doing it because they're the government, and they can just do whatever it is they want to. And then they passed the Military Commissions Act last month that essentially retroactively said, okay, whatever you did to those prisoners way back then was okay, and now you can do it into the future, totally legally. We'll get to the details, but your calls come first. Let's go to Daniel in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Daniel, what's on your mind?
Hey, doing pretty good tonight.
Great.
I figured out the Republicans there. People would think of them as a small government party, and one of the reasons that so many people didn't vote for them, I think, is because they have definitely not decreased the size of government.
No, they haven't, and I think many people are well aware of that fact.
People feel burned.
Right, but the Republicans, I was listening to some of the cheerleader today, Sean and Rush. And
oh, yeah. How are they handling this?
They're upset about it, but they're calling, they're saying limited government. They have no problem with the fact that the Republicans didn't shrink the government. They use the word limited government, which a normal person would believe smaller government.
Wait a minute. Wait. When they were using those terms, were they using them to suggest that that's what the Republicans were doing for the last 5 years?
That's right.
That's
how I
nuts.
They said, you know, why did all these people abandon us? We're the party of limited government. Well,
ridiculous.
Big limited, you know, the biggest limited government you can get.
Well, they didn't limit anything. I mean,
the
government has grown at a clip that Bill Clinton could have only dreamed of. I mean, they didn't limit any growth. They went crazy with government.
They had a party.
Yeah.
And we paid for it.
Yep, and we're going to continue paying for it because it was a lot of deficit spending as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just
well,
amazing.
That's all I had to call in about tonight. I just noticed that semantic trick they've been using, and the cheerleaders are upset that the voters abandoned them for doing limited government.
Well, I agree with you, and I don't think that, and thank you for the call, Daniel, I don't think that, I think a lot of voters, at least from what I've read so far, a lot of voters were really angry about the war. I think that was a huge
mm-hmm.
issue this year. And so I'm sure disaffected Republicans were not voting for Republicans as often because of the whole limited government issue.
We've had people call in and say that they were going to do just that, that they were for small government and they were going to vote for Democrats.
But I think that they realized that they're not going to get small government by voting for Democrats. They just wanted to punish the Republicans.
Right. Well,
that's all it was.
We're all going to be punished as the government grows, but
It would have happened either way.
I don't think that you could have stopped punishing us by electing Republicans.
But now I'm concerned, Mark. I'm concerned that the Republicans are going to double back and say, okay, we've changed our ways. You know, like an alcoholic or something like that.
A Contract with America 2008 edition?
Right, okay. We've changed our ways. We admit, America, we were drunken with power. But we're going to really get in there this time and cut the size of government. These Democrats have made government so large. And, of course, they'll be able to point to concrete things that the Democrats have done to make government larger. And we can point to plenty of things that the Republicans did to make government larger. They both like to do this.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, they'll be talking to a American public that seems to forget things 4 weeks after they happen. So who knows? Maybe they'll get reelected in 2008 by just simply saying, okay, we're going to be good this time. Just elect us, and we promise, okay? Trust us.
Well, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Shame on whatever. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. Brett's on the line. Your calls as well. We've still got the details coming up on what exactly they did to Jose Padilla and what they may still be doing, though I think they've cut back on it at this point. Free Talk Live.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Think of your favorite child. Now think of your favorite child again in your car. What can you do to ensure that child will live to become a favorite adult? When I come back, I'll tell you.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
How do you protect your most precious cargo? Safety seats, which reduce infant death risk by 69%. And toddler by 47. Infant seats from birth to 1 year should be installed rear-facing in the back seat. These often convert to front-facing for toddlers under 4 years and 40 pounds. Booster seats are suitable for children 4 to 8, but not until a child is over 80 pounds and 8 years old are regular seat belts proper restraints. Whatever their age, when you think of your favorite children, picture them buckled up. Then do it. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Thursday edition, you take control of the airwaves toll-free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are totally free, Shrine of Female listeners included. See the dozens and dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo. And even better, if you are a lady listener, you should consider joining the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
What does a person who's been called aggressively nonpartisan sound like? A lot like a libertarian sometimes. Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he thought the Free Talk Live audience would respond to his ad. Get the podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
Yes, indeed. So we're going back to the phones and to the fun. Let's go to Brett in Iowa on the amplifier line. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, Brett?
Actually, I wanted to talk about something completely off topic, and I'll probably have to explain it to some listeners. But basically, I'm taking a radio class at school, intro to broadcasting.
And high school?
Yeah, it's where my school is one of two.
Do they teach Morse code there too?
Can you not walk over the caller here? What did you say?
My school is one of two high schools in Iowa that has a radio station. So it's,
oh, really? You know, way it's, cool.
It is cool, but we're getting in the class right now. We're getting into the legal portion of the class. We have to learn about all the fun stuff like the FCC and you know, that great government agency. And anyway, today we were talking, it's pretty sick because my teacher is all for this, all for these laws. She just loves them, and, you know.
We've got to protect the airwaves.
Yep, well, I'll get to that in a sec.
Okay.
She told us about payola today and plugola, basically.
But that doesn't even exist anymore. I mean,
yes, it does.
Come on. They've got these indies in there, and they pay to put songs on. It's all about money.
That's what I was thinking, but... You know, she was making a big deal about it, and I just asked her. I was like, how can the government step in to my private radio station? If I own a radio station, shouldn't I be able to accept money to play songs? I mean,
because the answer to that, of course, this may be what she told you, but the answer is that it's not your radio license. It's the government's license, and they give it to you based on certain factors.
That's kind of what she said. She said, well, who owns the airwaves? I said, nobody. She goes, no, you're wrong. The government owns the airwaves.
Ah, ha, ha.
I said, okay, whatever.
Now, can you define, since you're in the class, can you define what payola is for those who are uninitiated?
Essentially, from what I understand, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it is where, let's say I have a band, and I go to a radio DJ and I say, hey, dude, play my CD. And he goes, no, it sucks. I say, okay, how about if I give you $100? He says, oh, okay. And then he does say on the air that we paid to play it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He just plays it. Is that, I mean, that's pretty much what I got out of it.
Yeah, I don't see what's wrong with it, personally. I mean, really, what's the problem?
It's what's happening.
Well, it's not happening overtly. It's happening like they give you a trip to Jamaica or something.
These indies are funneling money back in. It's payola. It's just they put a third party involved now.
How does that work, Mark?
I saw an expose on it. I can't remember precisely. I'd have to do a little research and come back to you on it.
What
tomorrow.
I mean, what's the problem with it? Who cares? I mean, so it favors people willing to spend a little bit of money on their product. Hey, you know what? DJs are starving, man. They need to get some cash somehow.
The other thing is, how is this any different than Congress? I mean, isn't that kind of how they operate, too?
Pretty much.
So, hey, are you going to get to do, like, a report or something towards the end of the year? Or maybe
what do you mean?
I was thinking maybe you could do a report on why the FCC shouldn't exist. That'd be fun for your teacher, huh? Do you think she'd give you a good grade on that?
I don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it is. She'll probably give me a bad grade, but
now, what do you
cool.
How many watts is that station?
Okay, my school station actually sucks, like 100 watts. But I go to school in West Des Moines, and there's this high school in Des Moines that has a station that's about 5,000 watts.
Ooh.
And the cool thing is I'm good friends with a guy who's good friends with the program director, so we're going to be starting up a monthly show here sometime soon.
Wait, a monthly show on the 100 water or the 5,000 water?
The 5,000 water.
Wow.
I'm a DJ, too, so it'd be like electronic music, but that's... You know, besides the point, but
now
I just kind of want to talk about that. I just think that's a dumb law.
Is the PD like an adult with a job, or is he
a kid,
a student?
At my school?
At either one.
Pick one.
Well, at my school, it is technically the teacher who teaches my class.
Okay.
It's owned by the school district, but, you know, it's just she's never on the air. It's all student-ran.
Mm-hmm.
But she's very picky at what we can play, what we can't. We have to follow the so-called modern rock format, which is all the, you know, emo dashboard confessional bands that all the high school kids love.
sounds like a program director. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what about the other one?
The other one actually has no format at all.
No, the PD.
It's really interesting to listen to.
The PD.
I don't know. I mean, he works for the school.
Okay.
I don't know him. I've never met him, but...
5,000 watt signal is a real.
Do anything.
A 5,000 watt signal is a real radio.
That's
station.
A bigger station than what we started on. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, by 300 watts.
Now, what do they do? What does a high school station do when it comes to like the nighttime and overnight hours? Do they shut down or do they go automated or what?
They shut. The stupid thing is we have computer automation there. That's pretty much how the whole thing is run.
Mm-hmm.
But the transmitter shuts off at midnight, turns on at 6 a.m. And we don't broadcast on the weekends at all.
Do they play the Star Spangled Banner when they shut off?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I've never listened. But.
So wait, is it automated all the way up to midnight? I mean, they don't have high school kids there until midnight.
It's automated for till midnight. But basically, if there's like how it works is, you know, if we're in a study hall, we just go into the studio, then we take it off automation and run it.
Huh.
So it doesn't really have a set schedule. I really think it's silly, but the kids who are involved with it, the other kids who are involved with it, love it, and they think it's a big deal.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think that's exciting. I wish there was an opportunity like that for me in high school. There was.
Ian's very excited about the whole. I can see it in his eyes.
Well, I'm excited because you know the program director at the 5,000 water, and maybe he's looking for a little talk content, huh?
Please.
Hey, I'll let him know.
Send me his email address or something like that.
Cool.
I'll get in touch with him. Thanks, Brett. I appreciate the call, man. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I'll take a high school station. 5,000 watts is 5,000 watts. You need something to fill the overnights with? We're here for you, babe.
I know you will.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line as we go again to an amplifier line and talk to Mike in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Really quick question before do you know what airport TSA drugs works at?
That would be Dulles, I believe.
Works at Dulles. Okay. What I called in about was every month I set aside a certain amount of money that I like to contribute to pro-liberty stuff, like being an amplifier and Libertarian Party and stuff. But, you know, especially after the election results the other night, I don't feel that I want to contribute to the LP anymore, my state or national. And I just called looking for advice as to where I should redirect my money to.
Yeah, I like Downsize DC. Obviously, you're already a Free Talk Live amplifier, so you're sending us at least $3 a month, which is great, and we certainly appreciate that. I think Downsize DC is a great organization. They do a good job. They've sort of adopted the amplifier model as well, where they're only asking for a couple bucks a month also from people, and it's working out for them, too. They're getting some really good pledges coming in. And they're doing something that's pretty different, pretty unique from the rest of the libertarian movement in that they're not taking they're taking libertarian positions on the issues, but they're doing it one issue at a time, bringing new people into the sort of the libertarian fold by attracting them to that one issue, and then they discover, you know, the other issues that they can get interested in. I'm sure you're well aware of Downsize DC and Jim Batka, and you know what, we need to have him back on. He hasn't emailed me back, so we'll see what we can do about getting him back on the show. But Mark, anything off the top of your head as far as what he might want to consider?
You know, The only organizations that I support are I support Downsize DC, which I think they do a great job. I support the FSP. I'm not so sure that I think that they use their money as wisely as I think they should. That's my opinion. That's what it is.
But then again, they are sponsoring Free Talk Live, so
I support the RLC, but they don't need much money. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, amplifier money is just the best way you can spend your Liberty dollars.
There you go, Mike. Any other thoughts?
Does the Free State Project have any kind of contribution like that?
Like a monthly thing? I think they do, and if you head over to freestateproject.org, I'm sure you can find that information or email somebody over there, and I'm sure they'll point you in the right direction. Thank you for the call, Mike. We appreciate it. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet A toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give it all away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for access to their special features, of which we have all of their special features and more. All totally free at freetalklive.com. In fact, we just got off the phone with Mike in Illinois asking, you know, after this election, he's become a little disillusioned with the Libertarian Party, and he's a contributor. So where can he take the money that he's contributing to the Libertarian Party and maybe shift it over to a different libertarian-minded organization? And, of course, if he wasn't already an amplifier, I would have told him, well, you should become a Free Talk Live amplifier, because he clearly already knows the benefits of becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. He's seen that the AMP program, standing for Advertise, Market, and Promote, has helped Free Talk Live get on more stations and faster. I mean, eventually, if we had never Johnson had never come to me with the idea for AMP, and thank goodness he did, but if he'd never come to me with that idea and we never happened to think it up ourselves, we'd still slowly be getting on new radio stations over time. It would be slower.
It would be slower because we wouldn't be able to provide them with equipment. They wouldn't necessarily have heard of us.
We wouldn't have been doing the advertising we've been doing for the past 18 months, which is, by the way, about how long the program's been going on. And we've now cracked the $2,000 point, $2,000 a month, coming in from listeners like you. But there's 300-plus listeners that are contributing as little as $3 a month to the AMP program. So it's just a little bit from each person that makes a huge difference for us. And
there's some people that contribute significantly more than three.
Yes, there are. But not, I mean, the majority of them, $3 to $5. And it's tremendous. And it makes a big difference for us. And so if you like the fact that we give all of the website features away, then maybe you should head over to amp.freetalklive.com and become a Free Talk Live amplifier as well. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, hi, guys.
Hey, Gene.
Just thought I'd call up and talk about China.
Excellent. I saw your post on the bulletin board system, and I wanted to read some of it on the air if I wasn't going to hear from you, but here you are. So give us some highlights.
Okay. Well, the reason I talk about China isn't because that I'm a big China supporter. I don't mind China. I think it's an interesting place. But the thing that shocks me the most about all of my visits to China is having been brought up in America and expecting that a communist country was going to be this oppressive regime where nobody has any rights and nobody can do anything, and then actually going there and finding out that, hey, in some ways, they have more freedoms than we do. in some ways they don't. But it's the contrast and the similarities that I find so interesting about.
Yeah, and I do as well. I really enjoy your calls about this. And by the way, we're going to like cut our talking to the minimum because we're getting a funny echo. But go ahead and tell some of your highlights from the trip.
Well, I've talked a lot about China traffic, and the number of people there is amazing because a small city is several million people. And the traffic, the way it flows, it doesn't flow, it's more organic. And the people will cut each other off and just barge out into traffic. The kind of driving that they do there, if we did it here, you'd probably get shot.
Yeah.
But over there, it's not only accepted, it's commonplace, it's the norm. So that's one thing that's very interesting. The other thing I've talked about numerous times is the fact that there's no weapons that the police carry. But this last trip, we didn't really get to see a whole lot of things, but we did go to a monkey farm. And they had, it's not a monkey farm, it's more of an exhibition or a zoo kind of a place.
Mm-hmm.
But the monkeys are free to run around or roam around with the people and steal food out of your pockets. And,
wow.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Bite you? Give you diseases?
Yeah. Sometimes they've been known to bite, so you take that chance. But most of them are well enough behaved where they don't bite. They do put the more aggressive ones in cages.
Hmm.
But
do you get to pet the monkeys?
They are too skittish for you to go pet them.
I see.
But they will come up to you and take stuff out of your hands.
Gene, I'm sorry, man. We got to let you go. The call's kind of deteriorating, but I really appreciate hearing from you. I might read some highlights from your account on the air. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Being told that our network's having some phone troubles tonight.
What he was saying about traffic and the rest of the world, nobody drives like they do in America. Canada. That's it. The rest of the world, they drive like they're completely insane.
There's some Americans that drive like they're insane.
No.
You're talking about worse?
No. You have never been out of the country. You don't have any concept as to what I'm talking about. Stop signs mean nothing. Road rules mean nothing. They use their horn to warn you that they're beep, 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 that they're coming. They just go wherever they can go at that moment. Wherever there's a space, that's where they drive the car.
Wow.
At lines on the road, they are of mitigable value.
Interesting. Let's go to Manuel in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ida Mark. Hello, Manuel.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, now that I've moved to New York, I'm experiencing some of the local tyranny. The other day, actually it happened several times, where my wife and I were getting beer for some friends, and apparently there's a law here, the way I understand it, is that anyone in your party, when you're buying alcohol, has to be over 21 and should be able to provide ID. So unlike other states where only the person paying or buying has to show ID, everyone else has to also. So it's really weird because what if you have kids, or what if, you know, we have like a, you're like, I don't know, 30, and you have a kid who's, almost 18, then you have to, what do? You send him to the car?
Yeah.
Or tell him, get out of the lane, or, hide? It's just so ridiculous. This doesn't stop anyone from, giving drinks to anyone else.
No, of course not, but it feels good for the bureaucrats, and it feels good to some parents, because we care about kids, and we don't want kids to drink here in New York. Though, I must say, Manuel, it's not a New York-only thing. I experienced this very same law down in Florida.
I don't know if it's a law or that's just what they decided to do.
No. There is a law that has to do with giving alcohol to minors. I don't think the law requires the store to check the ID of everybody that walks through, but I think the store is sort of voluntarily deciding to do that to sort of CYA on the whole situation.
Sure.
So there is some sort of similar law to that in Florida where if the store can be found to have sold somebody alcohol, and then they go out into the parking lot and give the alcohol to a minor, the store can be found to be liable for that. And so that's why they're covering up in this way.
Yeah, that sounds right. When we asked the checkout clerk, what's going on here, she said that she would personally be held liable under that law.
Yep.
That's why stores are doing this, just to not be, get off the hook and say, well, it's not our fault, we checked IDs.
Yeah, it sounds about right. In fact, when it happened to me, we actually talked about it on the air. I guess it would have been, back in 2005, I guess? 2000, maybe? Yeah, it was 2005, the summer of 2005. And I was just appalled when they asked for, it wasn't kids in this case. It was, me and Johnson and my girlfriend at the time, who all are well over 21. We looked over 21. and they asked for all of our identifications when Johnson was buying a cigar. It wasn't even alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, everyone is becoming agents of the state now.
Yep, it's despicable.
And people are adamant about it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they want
to make
sure.
The manager came over because I started kind of getting a little bit shocked and appalled, and he came over, and I told him it was asinine, and then he got angry at me for using the word asinine. And, I mean, then I was asked to leave, and of course I did because it's their property, and I respect their private property, but what an outrageous situation. Anyway, thank you, Manuel. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. I mean, to suggest that these silly little rules are going to keep alcohol and tobacco out of the hands of children is just totally, totally ignorant. And the politicians must know it. Didn't they drink when they were kids, too?
Sure they did.
They really think that these laws are going to make a difference, or are they thinking that the laws are going to get them reelected? Because then they could tout them during their campaign. Well, if you reelect me, remember, I was the one who passed the tough new laws on alcohol and tobacco.
That waste your time.
To help protect your children. And indeed, when I asked if a family was with children, would they be able to buy alcohol, they seemed confused about that. They seemed unsure as to whether or not they would allow them to buy these products.
Well, it's a tough question. They thought they were enforcing the law as it would be. And what they're doing makes some sense, honestly. I mean, a business, if they don't want people under the age of 21 to get alcohol, really should kind of card everybody at the table just to get an idea of who's 21 and who's not. But it's the law aspect of it that bothers me.
Let's go to Glenn in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, that caller asking about, you know, who he should contribute to for Liberty. And one of my favorite ones that I feel the best about contributing to, who have concrete results, that's the Institute for Justice.
Those are the guys that defended the Kelo and the other homeowners in the Kelo versus New London court case.
Exactly. Right. They do great work helping people against government and onerous regulations.
That's true. And protecting
the cases they win.
Yeah, well, they lost, of course, in Kelo, but yes, they are helping protecting people's rights, and I think that is a good organization. And thank you for the call, Glenn. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. The story about what happened to Jose Padilla behind the prison bars. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.